Of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios. KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 22nd of December, and I found a place open on Christmas Day with presents. We'll talk about that later. Good morning, everybody. 7:05, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Jared's here with me. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
What kind of day are you having?
You want to know the day calendar day?
No. Just what kind of day are you having?
Well, in the whole 40 minutes I've been awake, so far so good. Okay, so Drew got up at 6. So it's been about an hour.
Is your heart beating?
No.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, it's beating.
Okay,
keeping me alive.
Slowly. Enough.
Not,
enough to get.
It's not racing.
Enough to keep you sitting upright.
Right.
Okay. Hey, what's the weather look like?
It's currently 42 degrees today. It's going to be rainy. It should be rainy all week, pretty much. High of 47, a low of 46. Tomorrow, a high of 52, a low of 37. On Friday, a high of 49, a low of 37. On Christmas, a high of 48 and a low of 33, with possibility of snow on Christmas night.
Whoa, wouldn't that be nice?
Little possibility of some snow on Sunday, high of 44, a low around 36. And Monday, mostly cloudy, with a high of 47 and a low around 33.
Okay. Well, you also need chains if you're going from Viola that way, in that direction. I have I-5's open. But with all this weather coming in, you might want to make sure that if you're going to be traveling this weekend, that you take a good look at the weather and the roads. And if you need chains, make sure you got them with you. Here's the big thing. Make sure you know how to put on your chains. See, Linda's car can't take chains because of the way the her wheels are. So there's something called a wheel sock that you put on, and it counts like chains. It gives you much extra traction, and she's got a all-wheel drive car, which, by the way, is not the same as a four-wheel drive vehicle. It doesn't have the even though it's an SUV, it doesn't have the clearance, and it doesn't have the dig, in my opinion, that a four-wheel drive car has. But the weather report and the little roads report and little helpful hints on chains comes from Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business in Anderson. Great people, the Kenny family. And it is the Kenny family that runs Shasta Gas Propane. They think of their customers as warm friends. They take care of them. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. They have done so much for people that are in need in our county. He really believes in sharing. So that's Shasta Gas Propane. All the propane's the same, my friends. It's the customer service, and they have outstanding customer service. Give them a call at 365-3793. Mike Quinn stopped in this morning, and Mike was raised in Colorado, and we were talking about how I-5 was shut down. He says it's trucks. He said truck drivers are coming in from other parts of the world to drive here, have never driven in snow. And when they hit the snow and they hit ice, they just, you know, and you get 18-wheelers that go into a skid. They block everything. Because he drives up to Dunsmuir every day. And he doesn't have any problem in snow. It's kind of like when I lived in Nashville, Tennessee. Never snows in Nashville except from one day. And when it did, listening to the, watching the news in the morning, and they said, we have over 100 wrecks right now in Nashville. Over 100 right now in counting. If nobody's injured, try to move your car off the road. Get each other's names because it's going to take police 2 hours minimum to get to traffic accidents. And it shut down the whole city. It was crazy, you know. You didn't know what to do.
I remember a few years ago, I think that happened in Atlanta as well. It barely snowed, and apparently people were wrecking left and right.
It's I lived on a hill, and that day I watched cars going sideways down the hill. And I was thinking, you know, because I'd been raised in places where we had snow. And I was just watching cars just going sideways, not fast. They weren't going fast. They were just, you know, like maybe 3 miles an hour. But they were going sideways, and that was it. And the people were trying to move their, you could watch them going back and forth with their steering wheels. It did nothing. They were sliding down the road. And they'd slide down to the end. None of them made it to the end. That was a bad day to have your car parked on the side of the road, on a street like that, you know, on a neighborhood street. I think back on it now and laugh. I'm glad, you know, nobody seemed to be hurt. Okay. We've got open line until 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock, Baron Browning, who is going to join us at 8 o'clock to answer ho-ho-ho. And you mentioned something from yesterday. We had Colt Roberts on. And one of our listeners in the chat room had questions. And your comment on that was?
Oh, I noticed that Colt had gotten in the chat room to read some of the comments. And he responded. And offered, he's asked to have him post on his Facebook page.
Yeah, go to my
and
Facebook
he said,
page.
I'll answer.
Corona. I want to talk about President Biden's speech and where he appealed to everybody. And I'm not sure. I listened to it via a conservative commentator. And people know, I am no fan of Joe Biden. I'm just no fan of Joe Biden. He's my president, but I totally, totally am just flummoxed about what he's trying to accomplish or the things he does. I mean, starting from the day he got into office, you know, through Afghanistan and, you know, this corona, you know, the coronavirus. I mean, more people have died under his watch than they did under Trump's. And Trump's the one that found the vaccine. Trump's the one, and that's the one thing he said is that President Trump, through his actions, the vaccine was made. And he said, we don't agree a lot, but, you know, he did that, and he took the shots, and he took the booster, and I'm appealing to people to do it. But, and then he appealed to people's patriotism. If you truly are a patriot, or words to that effect, you'll get vaccinated. And then he said a couple other things. Well, I listened to this conservative guy, and he totally misstated what we just heard Biden say about, yes, you can have Christmas. He says you can, you know, if you're vaccinated, you're going to be safer, you know, blah, blah, blah. And he just totally misstated it. And like I said, I am no fan of Biden, but I go back to this crisis that we talked about yesterday with Dr. Doug Craig. It started out weaponized by the Democrats. They just did. They attacked Trump. Everything was Trump's fault. Oh my God, you ethnocentrist, you racist, you know, you're keeping people from China, from coming in here where it's, of course, is where the virus started there. And they called him all these names. They said, you know, Harris said, I'm not going to take a vaccine on Trump's word. I got to have a doctor, a medical doctor tell me, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then they got into it. And then it had already been weaponized at that point. And we heard a lot of people called in yesterday concerning this. So I'd like to hear your thoughts today about the corona vaccine. I had somebody tell me the other day, an educated man, doesn't live here, tells me if you take the vaccine, you're going to be dead in 2 years. You've become magnetic. And when I heard him say this, I just put him into a different category at that point. And I don't know if you do that with your friends or, you know, that they say something. And when they do and they truly believe it, you have to say to yourself, well, is this somebody I would come to for advice? Now, maybe it would be if it was business or other things or stuff like that. But when he says something like that, He said you're going to be dead in 2 years because you got vaccinated. I don't believe that. And I have not seen that. Of all the things I've seen, I haven't seen that. Have you seen that? You're going to die from the vaccine?
No.
In 2 years? That you become magnetized? I have not, I've never heard that before. But he truly believes it. And other things. And like we heard, I don't think it's the vaccine anymore for people. I think it's the idea of being forced to do it by your government. That's the problem right now. And the other thing is, how do you reach people who aren't vaccinated, who have heard everything for over a year now, since 2020? It's now almost 2022, have heard everything, have had every opportunity, and Biden's going to push out even more, make it more available, put people out there to give shots. I think anybody can get a shot. If you want a vaccine, I can't think of any person that can't just walk into like four different places and get a vaccination and a booster. So I'm not sure what that's going to do. I do know when you get into telling people that you're going to have to wear a mask with your family indoors, that at Christmas, that's when things start coming apart right then. Even if you're vaccinated, you have to do that. Let's take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Bastiani Arms. John Bastiani, you can give him a call at 222-8222. He's got a great selection of firearms. I got friends going down there today to 2539 Larkspur right here in Reading. John Bastiani is a one-stop shop. He's got the pistols, long guns, shotguns, you name it. He's got all the accessories. You can get a CCW class from there. Veterans get discounts from Bastiani Arms. Customer service is great. This is the place that Linda and I, when we buy a gun, we go to Bastiani Arms. We've never been sorry for that. That's Bastiani Arms. Now, if you go in and buy one today, you can't get it for Christmas because the state of California has a 10-day waiting list. So if you buy it today on the 22nd, that means on the 2nd of January, around that, 2nd of January, 1st of January?
There's 31 days in the month.
So. Oh, okay. Yeah, but first everything's going to be closed. So the 2nd, you can go down and pick up your new pistol, new rifle, new shotgun. And turkey season is starting in the spring if you're looking for that new turkey gun. Bastiani Arms. We'll be right back.
Here in Shasta County, we're tired of supervisors who care more about Sacramento than Shasta County. We want leaders who share our values, who will fulfill their oath to uphold the U.S. and California state constitutions. Leaders with a backbone. Tim Garman has proven himself as a leader in Shasta County. He listens to the concerns of the people he serves, he speaks respectfully to those he engages with, and he stands on principle, doing what is right even when it's difficult. Leadership is an action, not a position. Vote Tim Garman, District 2. Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Auto Bodies. The auto repair industry is ever-changing, just like the automobile. Collision repair on today's vehicles requires an extensive investment in diagnostic equipment and training. The ability to scan the safety and electronic control systems after a collision is imperative. Coachmaster has made these investments. We have the technology. You can be assured that after a Coachmaster repair, your vehicle will be back to pre-loss condition. Upon delivery, your vehicle will be washed, vacuumed, and disinfected.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
With the coming of the holiday season, we would like to thank all of our customers, old and new, for trusting Coachmaster to take care of all of your collision repair needs. Our team would like to wish the community Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And Santa, we don't repair sleighs, so be careful. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Burke's Construction Management is a local Reading business that specializes in construction management. BCM is a North State leader in project management, pre-construction design, and all facets of construction. They always have a 25% discount for our veterans and first responders, and during these difficult times, they would like to extend a helping hand to the community by offering all fire victims a 25% discount also for the remainder of the year. Burke's Construction Management can be reached at 530-338-2010. That's 530-338-2010. Burke's Construction Management.
Have you been putting off getting your colonoscopy due to COVID restrictions? Well, there's no better time than now. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, colorectal cancer screenings have declined by 86%, and as a result, up to 10,000 more deaths are projected over the next decade. With early detection, colon cancer has a 90% survival rate, and it may even be preventable with a colonoscopy. At Reading Endoscopy Center, our number one priority is the health and safety of our patients, and our center has always been committed to maintaining strict infection control and prevention protocols. Schedule your colonoscopy today by calling us at 530-246-7000 or visiting readingendoscopy.com. Visit readingendoscopy.com.
I'm a teacher and I support the recall. Shasta County needs a supervisor who stands for local control, personal choice, and constitutional liberties instead of mandates. District 2, if you want a representative who listens to you, vote Tim Garman for supervisor, District 2. As a school board president, he has already stood up for parents' rights to choose medical treatments. Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Mundabot. Good morning, 7:22 in the morning. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank, 15 years in the making, that from the day they opened, they've been helping move local dreams forward because it's a local bank. Local board of directors, all of it. Three branches. One in Repluff on Riverside Way, 1845 California Street, right downtown Reading. And of course, the main branch in the Cobblestone Shopping Center on Hartnell. Opening a new branch next month in Anderson at the old KFC. KFC store. No, you don't get a bucket of chicken, Jared, if you open a new account. Don't get excited. That's Cornerstone Community Bank. Oh, gosh, all these things to talk about, and let's go to the Pentagon and the extremism. You know, we have extremism in the that's our biggest threat is extremism in the military, according to the Defense Secretary Austin. China, Russia, cyber wars, nah. Don't worry about those. Let's talk about extremism. So after a year-long investigation, they have found out of 2.3 million people in the armed forces, they had 100 cases of what they could call extremism. Think about this. Chinese making aircraft carriers, pushing, telling us to stay out of the South China Sea, leaning in on Taiwan, all these other things. Russia on the border with Ukraine, and Russia ordering us not to have former Russian states become part of NATO. Afghanistan, where we've just found out that the extremists are moving back in Afghanistan by, you know, the thousands. That they've made a deal with China to go after all of their valuable metals that they have there that you use in batteries and things like this. No, No, the Pentagon says it's extremism. 100 cases out of 2.3 million people. And you know they had to be reaching. So they've come out with all these different things that said, if you become a member of one of these groups, and they've got the groups, you're going to get in trouble. Here's my favorite one, though. If you are on Facebook, Twitter, or any of these other weird things, and you like it and share it, you can be in trouble. If you like it or share it. You don't go on Facebook, do you? Nah. And it's probably a good thing. It makes you're probably smarter for that. And it hasn't been as bad lately. But there was a time when it was just so bad. You know, I took several months off from Facebook because I was finding myself getting crazy. They have found out that dozens of current and former service members attended the January 6th protest. Now, yes, the protest turned into a riot, and they invaded the Capitol. It wasn't an insurrection, as many people keep using that word, because as the FBI, after thoroughly investigating this, said it wasn't an insurrection. Nobody was charged in insurrection. They were charged in other things, serious things. When you go in there and start busting stuff up in the Capitol, you should be punished. So they had a 60-day stand down that they completed in April to address the issue. During the period, most units in the armed forces discussed why white supremacy and extremism have no place in the military. Well, that's true. Or any types of extremism like this has no place in the military. I don't know why they just single out one. Of course, this is a New York Times article. But they set up a working group and examine how to better vet recruits and educate service members who may be targeted by extremist organizations. And if you remember, the Department of Justice went out under Obama and said, hey, service members, those are the ones you got to watch because they're going to go into these extremist groups. I mean, with no proof, anything like that. So they threw the Department of Justice under Obama threw the military under the bus, and then they had to go back and apologize later. And as Austin says, the overwhelming majority of the men and women of the Department of Defense serve this country with honor and respect. Of course they do. Only a very few, well, that's what they found, 100 out of 2.3 million could have extremist views. I wonder if you went through 2.3 million people in New York City or various cities, how many of them would have extremist views? And the last time I looked, the military was made up of citizens of this country. Anyway, liking extremist content will be viewed as advocating the content. I like things on Facebook that I just, because they're funny. Now, could they be construed as being extremist? I don't know. Some of them are just damn funny that I like. I'll put a little ha-ha on it. Maybe I got out in time. Things have changed in the military. I'm not sure, but I think the parking meter guy's out there walking.
Yeah, I don't know. I see the bright vest.
Yeah, I think he's collecting, though. He's not giving tickets yet. I mean, it's not time. Okay. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about the marijuana business. There was in the Record Searchlight, there was an extremely interesting article that they have in the paper, talking about the Mexican drug cartels moving in to the triangle up here, and what's happening with that, with the legalization, and why the cartels moved into Northern California. We'll be right back after these messages. This portion of the show is brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff Wurst is he is the maestro of windshields. Whether it's a small chip or a crack over 2 feet in length, he can fix it. And he's not going to take a chance with your family safety. He's going to fix it. He guarantees it. And you can bring your vehicle in for a free inspection and analysis. You know, when it's cold, hot, cold, warm, if it gets real cold and you got a chip in your windshield and there's rain because it's raining and it gets down to freezing, that small chip can turn into a very large crack. And then there you are. You go out there in the morning and you've got a busted windshield. Take it down. Get that chip fixed now. Guaranteed for life. A veteran-owned business. Head on down to 3208 South Market Street or give them a call at 241-8373 for an appointment today. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. 7:30 in the morning, 42 degrees and raining. We'll be right back.
I'm a Shasta County teacher, and I'm here to tell you why I support the recall. Leonard Modi's voting record shows that he's not a representative of the people. He refused to have a special meeting to allow healthcare workers, parents, teachers to voice their concerns regarding mandates. When community members gave public comments, he was sleeping on the job. Shasta County needs representation and local control. Vote yes on the recall of Leonard Modi. Paid for by Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with the promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with the promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Are you not getting treatment for a work injury because of denials? Call me, Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, at 530-262-2168, and I will get you results. The insurance company and your employer have an attorney working hard for them. You need somebody fighting for you. When you call Gorman Law, you're going to speak with me, not a paralegal, because the last thing you should be worried about is whether or not your attorney is working for you. There's no cost until your case is settled. Consultations are free and confidential. Call today, 530-262-2168. That's 530-262-2168.
Take a stroll down Memory Lane at Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage. Whether you're looking for tools from the past, vintage clothing, collectibles, jewelry, or something that just reminds you of the good old days, you can find it at Memory Lane. Those special shabby chic and vintage style items are seen in every nook and cranny. So what are you waiting for? Sure, you can check out their Facebook page, but it's a lot more fun to explore the past and find your treasure. 1665 Pine Street in Reading. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. It's that time of year again when family and friends gather together to celebrate the holidays. It's also a time to give thanks to Shasta County's 13,000 servicemen and women and their families. Thank you, KCNR, for supporting veterans in our community. Peace, hope, and joy to all this holiday season.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hi, I'm Krista Reed, a teacher and mama bear. I've watched as Shasta County's Board of Supervisors put our children and youth last. This recall is a chance to put our kids first. Vote yes to recall Modi. Vote for Tim Garman, a papa bear who took a stand for Happy Valley's children. We need someone who will put our kids first. That person is Tim Garman. Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're here from Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. here in Reading. This portion of the show brought to you by State Granite. Mike Huber has been doing this for almost 20 years. You're not going to find anybody better. When you want to redo your kitchen, redo your bathroom, redo other rooms, and it has anything to do with marble, granite, slate, tile, go to Mike Huber. He works on appointments only. He's a very busy guy, but you will not be sorry when you see the kind of work this man does. For a free consultation, give him a call at 241-STONE or look at his website, estategranite.com. Estate Granite, it's a better-known business. Why try to bring that bulk marijuana into the United States when you can just grow it in the United States, remote locations like Mendocino County, then move it across the entire country? So ask a gent by the name of Mike Cena, who's the executive director of Northern California's High-Intensity Drug Trafficking Area Task Force. It appears that the cartels have really moved in there. The Sinaloa and Cartel Jalisco Nueva Generation, or CJNG, also continue trafficking billions of dollars of heroin, meth, and opiates into the U.S. and countries worldwide. They're flooding the streets with fentanyl, which, by the way, I just heard is that we set a record last year for overdose deaths. Well, we are past that already. It'll be another year that we have overdose deaths of opiates. We had a case right here where a 13-year-old was given a pill that he thought was a pain reliever, and it was pure fentanyl, and he died. The guy that sold it to him, 19. He was 13. The person selling it to him was 19. Pure fentanyl. And that's what's happening. Using fentanyl pressed into pills to mimic prescription medicine, fueling the skyrocketing overdoses that killed more than 100,000 people, which I just talked about during the pandemic. The overdose rates in Kentucky rose 49% in 2020. And that's almost 2,000 people. But what's happening is, in Mendocino, Board of Supervisors says that they have 1,000 or about 1,100 permits for cannabis cultivation in Mendocino. However, there are as many as 10,000 illegal grows in his jurisdiction. And Kendall says that since they can only do like about 100, target the worst 100, I'd liken this. I'm fighting a dragon with a needle to do this. In Mendocino County, just 21 deputies patrol a jurisdiction that stretches over 3,500 square miles. So it's kind of like when we start talking about Trinity County and up there in Siskiyou County. And then the results of this are death, destruction of people, destruction of our natural resources, the use of pesticides, running our water waste, the theft of water during drought, and shootouts like the Old West. Everybody said, oh, gosh, when you have legal marijuana, it'll be, you know, that does away with the illegal grows. No, obviously not. And we're seeing more and more of this. 10,000 illegal grows in Mendocino County. And I think the numbers were almost that high up in Siskiyou County. And how do you fight that? Sheriff Mike Johnson has come in. He says, I'm going after the illegal grows in Shasta County. He's gone after them. But you have to have people and resources to do this. You can't deputize 50 or 60 people and let's go out and start take down the groves because the cartel starts fighting back. And now you have firefights out in the forest. We have those already, but they're small. And can you imagine if they really wanted to fight back? And if you had a firefight involving 10, 15 law enforcement and that many illegal, grows. Now, at what point does this, and this is Carlson, this is not out of the article. And by the way, this was in the Record Searchlight. I'm going to put it on Facebook today. What happens when, can you declare that we have lost control of the illegal grows, that it's causing millions of dollars worth of damage? It's causing, we have people disappearing all the time out there. We have anything bad you can think of associated with these is happening. At what point do you ask for the National Guard to come in and use this as training in their helo ops, going in, destroying the plants, gathering it up, knocking down the houses, the illegal grow houses, and taking control back of our force and of our property. In this case, it would be if they're on a national force, you could go and ask the Department of Defense and Department of Justice, come in and help us. Give us some troops. Give us a battalion of Marines or soldiers to come in here and let us have them for a month. And let's just take out as many of these as we can and take back our county. In this case, it's several counties, as you know. The Emerald Triangle is Murder Mountain. There's a place called Outer Point is known as Murder Mountain by locals and police due to the prevalence of missing person cases and shootings. And and they've got a town in here called Willits. I went to Willits with the Highway Patrol one time. There's restaurants there that will not serve law enforcement. I'm sorry, we're not going to serve you. They know which ones those are. They just don't go in there because of marijuana. So, anyway, article in the Record Searchlight, and you can see up in Cabello, Willits, Potter Valley, Ukiah, Mendocino, and of course we know in Trinity County too. At what point is it going to be too much? Casualty industry. Okay. The corona cases in Renton have dropped. September, October, parts of November, we had a steady increase on the number of cases in Shasta County. We've had close to 500 deaths. But now, corona in the last couple of weeks has dropped to the moderate level. And I'm not sure what the moderate level means. The number of people that are finding are infected or going into the hospitals, especially. The Omicron, the new type of corona, is sweeping the United States. And if you can remember, 2 weeks ago, it was in one city. And now they're saying something like 72% of all new cases is this Omicron. 72%. And it was in one, they found it in one city. It couldn't have been more than 3 weeks ago when it first popped up. You remember that?
Yeah.
It hasn't been here very long.
No.
And it's just going, you know, it's moving so quickly through the United States. Okay. It's almost Christmas. I found a place that's open Christmas Day, Jared. I'm going to talk about that when we get back from this break. This portion of the show is, hey, guys, or girls, Four Winds Jewelry is open Friday, Christmas Eve. The only full-service jewelry store in Redding, 2225 Hilltop Drive. It's their anniversary, so they're having a great sale going on there, too. For everything from Native American through state jewelry through specially designed pieces, you can find it there at Four Winds Jewelry. You're going to get a great deal, and it's buy local, stay local at Four Winds Jewelry. We'll be right back.
Maka is the thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day. That's the island greeting that we send to you from the land where palm trees sway.
Hi, my name is Martin Reed, and I'm one of the teachers here in Shasta County who started the school walkout in protest of mandates. I'm sick of government overreach. Tim Garmon, the president of Happy Valley School Board, voted to not enforce the mandates in his school district. Now, he is running for Shasta County Supervisor, District 2, and Tim will end the mandates in Shasta County as well. Vote yes to recall Leonard Modi, and vote for Tim Garmon. No more mandates. Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Premier, your friendly oil change.
Many accidents are caused by worn wiper blades. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with worn blades. At Premier Oil Change, when you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yes, now through January 15th, you buy one wiper blade and get the second one free for as little as $15.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy. There's no need for an appointment. You don't drop your car off or wait. Just pull in, enjoy a free beverage, and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park and our newest location in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Tim Garmon stood up against the governor's illegal mandates. He stood up for his community, his school district, and more importantly, for their children. We need strong leadership like Tim Garmon to help Shasta County navigate these turbulent waters of illegal governmental overreach. Your vote matters. Vote to recall Leonard Modi and vote Tim Garmon, Supervisor of District 2. Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or any candidates committee.
Wake up in the morning, see your sunrise, love to go back.
Stevie Nicks. Who could not have had a crush on Stevie Nicks when you were young? You probably still do. She's old enough to be your grandmother. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio, 7:48 in the morning here. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. You know, the health care, you know, everything's changing for next year. Do you have the health care insurance you need? Do you have questions about it? You know, Judy's been on the show a couple of times explaining things. There are plans out there that will just mess you up for an entire year. If you've got any questions about that, give Judy Maxwell a call at 221-0441. She's been doing this since 1993. She is totally an expert when it comes to insurance matters. And, of course, her financial team is there to help you try to ride this roller coaster of what's happening in our country right now. You can give her a call again at 221-0441 or stop by at 1378 Hilltop Drive. That's Maxwell Insurance and Financial. I found a place yesterday that's open Christmas Day. It's a little shop mart down in Palo Cedro. And I rolled in there yesterday. She says, yeah, we're going to be open Christmas Day. Really? So I looked around for presents that you could buy in there. You can buy cigarettes. You can buy liquor, you know, a little pint for the granny. You can buy jerky. They have hats.
So it's a gas station?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's a mini mart gas station. And it's open Christmas Day. I said, are you going to be here? She says, all day. And I thought, wow. So I wished her Merry Christmas, and she said something to me that wasn't nice. No, she didn't. She was very nice. But here's this place. It's down in Palo Cedro. If you're heading east when you get off there at Deschutes Road, it's right there on the corner. Open Christmas Day. If you need to go in and find that last thing. Are you still Christmas shopping?
I haven't started.
I love you, man.
Today or tomorrow, I'm definitely going out.
I get photos from Linda. You know, and she texts me photos. So it makes it a lot easier. Or it's even easier when she hands me a bag and she says, okay, thank you. And so now I have to turn around and put it in a different bag and put stuff on it so she won't know which bag it is. It's difficult a lot of times. You know, women say, you've been married to me. I mean, I'm hearing this from all. I mean, this isn't Linda. This is everywhere. You know, guys, when they're trying to buy things for their wives, well, you've lived with me for 50 years. You don't know what I want? Well, no, because I've lived with you for 50 years, and, you know, you've got everything I can think of. So what do? So you have to come up with these different things. So you go online, and you try and find things, and then you find them in the stores here. So you go from store to store. I went to three different stores the other day looking for something for a family friend's 2.5-year-old son. Everything that I would have bought him says not for three and over because it has parts you can choke on. Now, I'm looking at a John Deere tractor made of metal. Everything is, I mean, there's nothing going to fall off. This 2.5-year-old will be able to give it to his grandson. That's how, you know, how well these things are built. But not for three, it's for three and over. So that really limits you to what you can buy. The ones for, like, under three, I wouldn't buy that for, I mean, I wouldn't buy it for this youngster. First of all, he shakes your hand, looks you in the eye, remembers your name. I mean, all these things. He's 2.5. So I ended up getting something else that the only way that this will damage him is if he rips it open and eats the interior. And I don't think he can do that. So I talked to his dad. He goes, oh, no, he's got all that stuff. He's got those, you know, the tractors and stuff like this. He does, you know, it's been around. He hasn't ripped them apart. He hasn't stuck anything down his throat. But I felt like I don't want to give a toy to somebody that's young and there's a chance that it could hurt them. I mean, do you understand? You don't give them chemistry sets because then, you know, 8 and up. There's just, you know, what about the, you just have to find something that's for a child, and it's just not that easy with all these warnings. Now, we know that the warnings are on there to cover the company's butts. Now, because how do you rip off a tractor wheel? How does a 2.5-year-old rip it off? Now, I say that, I haven't been around a 2.5-year-old in a long time. And some moms right now are saying, whoa, you idiot. They can't. It's like giving something to a young Marine. Nah, they'll never destroy that. Well, yes, they will. They'll find a way. So we used to say, is this thing Marine-proof? I guess you could say now, is this toddler-proof? Okay, so there's where you can go shopping. In Palo Cedro, the place is open Christmas Day. If you're looking for certain objects. Now, you haven't gone shopping yet. Now, how many people do you shop for?
No, just a few family members.
Okay.
I can't afford to
under five.
Everybody.
Under five?
No, they're all.
No, yeah. No, I mean five. And I mean, the number of them is
under
three,
five.
Under
yeah.
Five people. Okay.
Usually I have a An aunt, an uncle, and my mom, usually the three people I...
Linda's in a frenzy all of December. Parents, brothers, sister-in-laws, nephews, nieces, neighbors, just it's a frenzy with her. I swear, you walk into her house and there's nothing but wrapping paper, bags, boxes. And there's not any room. There's no more room for another box or stuff in our living room or dining room. And so today she is wrapping something like 25 boxes of stuff. 25 boxes. Christmas used to be so much easier, I think. You know? You have to worry about, does this person do this? You know, does this person, would this offend this person? And I said, don't worry, you know what? Give them a gift card. Give them a gift card with money on it. Let them buy what they want. Put it in an envelope. Hand it to them. And it says, Merry Christmas. We love you. You're a member of our family. Blah, blah, blah. My daughter sent us gift cards because that's what we wanted. So it's gotten to the point where you've got to, when you get to the point where you're trying to make sure that you're not going to offend people at Christmas with a present at the family gathering. I will admit, when we get everybody together down on Christmas Day, there are no arguments except, the kids will argue among themselves a little bit, and that's fine. But Christmas is turned into now for the grandchildren or the great-grandchildren. And there are giraffes. You name it, it's there for the three grandchildren. And I understand that. I really think it's kind of cool to watch them. Except they start opening this up, and it is like a paper frenzy. And, I mean... You can't keep track when they go through those. You got a, you know, 5-year-old and a 4-year-old, and now you got a baby. I mean, or a 3-year-old, and they go through presents like the 1st Marine Division went through the went through the Iraqi Revolutionary Guards. It's just destruction afterwards. Anyway, we're gonna have Baron Browning with us. After the break, the things that you see, and you know, when you ask about what presents you've gotten as a nation, the Biden administration has gifted us with 1.8 million immigrants this year, and it's funny, but according to the census, this is the slowest growth year in American history, less than 1%. According to the census. And, you know, a lot of these came through legal immigration. I don't know how you count illegal immigration on it. But, our country's not growing. Our birth rate's down. We're starting to face things like Italy. Italy, several years ago, ran into it that their birth rate had dropped so low that in about 20 years, the shortage of people in Italy to just do the jobs. Well, now since then, Italy has been has had hundreds of thousands of migrants coming in, not immigrants, but migrants coming into their country. But it's something. I wonder if this is something that will be addressed, is the birth rate of the citizens of the United States. Are we replacing, like each family should have, you know, what was it, two? To replace, you know, the father and mother, and some people have four, and some people don't have any children anymore. The things to look forward to. Let's just think about that. This weekend, you're going to be with you're going to be with people. You're going to be with family. Are you going to be able to have a Christmas where there is joy there is happiness. There is a sharing, and I'm not thinking of presence. Some places there won't be a lot of presence. But will you be able to have a nice Christmas where you remember what Christmas is, the birth of Christ, that it's one of forgiveness and love? I think that's the biggest gift you can bring on Christmas. We'll be right back.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. He's hoping Build Back Better will rise again. President Biden says he and Democrat Senator Joe Manchin will, in the president's words, get something done. Manchin's opposition to the enormous bill derailed the measure, but based on the president's remarks, it would appear that Mr. Biden is determined to get back to the bargaining table with Manchin. This could be the deadliest year yet, even more so than last year.
A CDC report being released today shows 25,000 more people died in the U.S. last year than previously reported. The final 2020 tally, about 3,384,000 deaths. The CDC this week also revised its estimate of life expectancy. For those born in 2020, it was 77 years, down 1.8 years from 2019. The final numbers for 2021 won't be in for several weeks, but the CDC says based on available information, it's likely 2021 will surpass last year's record number of deaths by at least 15,000. I'm Ben Thomas.
More than a half million Tesla vehicles, target of a federal safety investigation.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration has opened a preliminary investigation into Tesla 3, S, X, and Y models made between 2017 and 2022. That's after reports the car's gameplay functions can be enabled even when the car is in motion. The NHTSA says passenger play, which uses the center touchscreen panel, may distract drivers and increase the risk of a crash.
The BBC's Victoria Craig. Medical experts say South Africa's drop in new COVID cases in recent days may signal the country's dramatic Omicron-driven surge has now passed its peak. Stocks rallying on Wall Street this hour. Right now, the Dow's up 182 points, the Nasdaq ahead 109 points, and the S&P is up 31. More on these stories at townhall.com.
So I invested in one of those fancy new exercise bikes. Without a doubt, a very special tool to help me get healthier. The problem is 3 days go by, then four, and I've done nothing. And then it's night five, and I'm sitting at the kitchen table, and I look down at myself, and I can't help but just laugh. Because there I am, wearing the exercise t-shirt that came with the bike, and I'm eating two corn dogs. And I think we'd all agree, the special tool only matters if we use it to our benefit. At United Faith Mortgage, we believe we have an advantageous tool for you. Our mortgage team is an arm of a bigger company who is a direct lender, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions. There's no middleman. And often, this allows us to get you a better rate on your refinance or new home purchase, which can save you monthly and lifelong money. We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Middle Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. Not a license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
The French health minister warns France could soon see 100,000 cases of coronavirus infections per day as Omicron spreads.
It's getting more and more serious with the spread of Omicron. What Véran was saying today is that he expects by next week the daily count to go up from 70,000, which is what it is today, already very high, up to 100,000 or so. The figures that came out today also show that the number of critical beds occupied by COVID patients is now more than 3,000, which is a high point since last spring. So all sorts of alarm bells are going.
The BBC's Hugh Schofield in Paris. Russia's top diplomat says Russian and U.S. negotiators will sit down for talks early next year to discuss Moscow's demand for Western guarantees to keep Ukraine out of NATO. The Russian foreign minister says in January Moscow will also launch talks with NATO. News and analysis, townhall.com.
China is defending its international scientific exchange programs following conviction of a Harvard professor charged with hiding his ties to a Chinese-run recruitment program.
A foreign ministry spokesperson says China operated along the same lines as the U.S. and other countries in managing such exchanges. He says U.S. agencies and officials should not stigmatize such programs. Charles Lieber, the former chair of Harvard's Department of Chemistry and Chemical Biology, pleaded not guilty to filing false tax returns, making false statements, and failing to file reports for a foreign bank account in China.
That's correspondent Jeremy House. The U.S. economy grew at a 2.3% rate in the third quarter. That was slightly better than previously thought, according to a newly released Commerce Department report. Again, on Wall Street this hour, stocks are higher. The Dow's up 168 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Julie, hey, guess what day it is?
Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
There you go. It's hump day. And welcome to Wednesday, the 22nd of December, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, and community courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Jared's here. And before you start the weather, what national day is it today? Besides, you know, hump day.
There's two. There's Date Nut Bread Day.
Okay.
And Forefathers Day.
Forefathers. Oh, okay. All right. Date bread. Do we have, is there a national fruitcake day, you think?
Probably. I mean,
it's getting close to Christmas.
There's really obscure ones. I'm sure that's one of them.
I'm sure there's a national fruitcake day. It's getting close to Christmas. Okay, what's the weather look like?
It is currently 42 degrees. Today, it's going to be raining pretty much throughout the whole week. Today we have a high of 47, a low of 46. On Thursday we have a high of 52, a low of 37. Friday, a high of 49, a low of 37 on Christmas, a high of 48 with a chance of snow on Christmas night. Sunday, a chance of snow, then rain, high of 44, a low of 36. And on Monday, it says rain and mostly cloudy with a high of 47. And then Monday night, it says rain and snow likely with a low around 33.
Boo. Okay. When you're traveling, if you're traveling home for Christmas or other places, if you're going on 544 or 223 as of right now, your conditions are, I think, I-5 in Northern California. It's just got a high wind around Rica. 44, chains or snow tires are required from Biola to 8 miles west of Old Station. And if you've got a single-axle drive vehicle towing trailers from Old Station to east of Old Station, 1.5 miles, chains are required. And chains are required on all vehicles except four-wheel drive snow tires on all four wheels from 8.4 miles west of Bogard Ranger Station to the junction of SR-36, which is, heading over to Reno. No traffic restrictions on 223, and I-5 is open. So, all of this is brought to you by the great people down at Shasta Gas Propane in Anderson, veteran-owned business that gives discounts to both seniors and veterans. Give them a call at 365-3793. Baron Browning is my guest today. Good morning, Baron.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, it's this time of the year. I think about all those things that are happening, and I think back on simpler times. You know, they seem simpler, but probably they weren't. Maybe it's just because I was young and ignorant of everything that was happening. But I see our nation during this time frame. You know, be careful what you ask for here. I see our nation right now at each other's throats. And if there was one thing, one Christmas present we could give each other in this nation is to take a deep breath, step back, and figure out a way for us to work together.
And be kind.
And be kind.
Right.
You know, if the bipartisanship in our elected officials in D.C., it's horrible to see. It makes you wonder if they can ever work with
each other. Here in California.
Well, in California, too. Yeah. But I'm just talking at the spot where they're, you know, that are, to me, the government's got two big things they do. They protect us. They protect our borders. And they fix the infrastructure. And they finally passed an infrastructure bill. I don't know how much of it's really going to go to infrastructure.
Right.
And our border is, you know, not necessarily as porous as some people think, but it's still pretty much open. And then, and like you said, coming right down to our own own area here.
Well, you got places like Texas stepping up to take care of their own border.
Yeah. And they're putting
and that's then, really government's job, federal government's job, not
well,
state government.
Well, the Department of Homeland Security said, well, okay, we need to fill in the gaps. They did say they're going to, you know, fill the gaps between the border wall.
Right.
You know, so that's a step back from what they said they were going to do, but it's a step forward for keeping our border safer.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, you don't hear about these things. These are like, you know, these are not on the front page. These are like back. Right. So, yeah, if there's one thing our country could give each other, it's take a deep breath and remember we're all Americans here.
That's right. Absolutely.
So, okay.
By the way, December 27th is National Fruitcake Day.
December
27th? 27th, yes, sir.
Well, that means that fruitcake I got 5 years ago, Jared, you may see.
look forward to that, Jared.
Somebody gave us it was a block wrapped in tinfoil, aluminum wrap, and it's a fudge. And I've gotten that before from those people, and it is just wonderful. But, my gosh, just holding it, you gain a pound.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
I'm not a big fruitcake fan, per se, but I would tell you that Norma Comnick made a great fruitcake.
You know what? That is absolutely true, because she would bring a fruitcake down to us, and it would be eaten. And that's, you know, fruitcake.
Right. Yeah.
So, okay. Well, you're running.
I'm probably not here to discuss fruitcake, though.
Well, you're talking politics. you're running for supervisor.
Yes, District 5. Yeah.
And that happens in June. And now I've had all of you all on. And, and you're going to be on a lot more between now and then. Why are you running, Baron? For supervisor. I mean, you're doing a great job down there on the city council, and you've been done a lot of things that way, but why running for the board of supervisors?
Well, let's go back a little bit.
Sure.
I'm a personal believer, and this is a personal opinion. I don't put this on anybody else, but I'm a firm believer in term limits. And so when you're going to say, hey, run two terms, move up or get out, by my own standards, I should follow those. And so I always knew that if I got reelected the last time in the city of Anderson that this 4 years would be the end either way. And I just watched everything watching everything that's going on within the county and stuff that needs to get accomplished and things that I personally think that we could take care of and do a little bit better or at least, you know, put things out there to try to do it a little bit better anyway.
It has been a tremendous year of unrest in the Board of Supervisors. And I think the city council should get on their knees every day. And thank God that it didn't happen to them, because it could have. I've never seen anything like this in Shasta County. People absolutely have the right to complain and to show up and to voice their opinions. Some of the opinions being voiced, though, attacks on a motherhood, you know, how people are raising their children. This is just, you know, that goes way over, to me, it goes way over the line.
Agreed. Yeah, you want to take on me personally?
Yeah.
I'm good, but you want to take on my wife and my family? Yeah, that's probably crossing the line there.
Yeah, I think so.
They have nothing to do with it.
Okay. Yeah. We're going to take an early break so we can get into this. I want people to know, as I do with every one of the candidates, who you are, in case, you know, people are going, Baron Browning, I've heard that name, but I'm not sure if it was in a movie. Or something like that. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. And Shasta Regional Medical Center is moving forward. Coming into 20, they're setting up during this year a program where they're going to be bringing residents in early in 2023. They're going to have 24 residents going to be working at Shasta Regional Medical Center. And what's that mean? It means we have 24 doctors that are going to be working in their specialties there at Shasta Regional Medical Center. And hopefully that when they see what a great place this is to live, that they're going to want to stay in the Shasta County region. This is just one of the things that Shasta Regional Medical Center is doing to move, you know, medical care forward. The TAVR valve replacement, where you can get a valve in your heart replaced without having open heart surgery. You can literally be up, they do it that morning, and they run it up through an artery. It replaces the bad valve. You're up that afternoon, and you're home the next day. I mean, come on. That's, you know, talk about miracles in medicine. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. We'll be right back.
We're tired of supervisors who care more about Sacramento than Shasta County. We want leaders who share our values, who will fulfill their oath to uphold the U.S. and California state constitutions. Leaders with a backbone. Tim Garman has proven himself as a leader in Shasta County. He listens to the concerns of the people he serves, he speaks respectfully to those he engages with, and he stands on principle, doing what is right even when it's difficult. Leadership is an action, not a position. Vote Tim Garman, District 2. Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hi, my name's Nick Gardner. I have a show here on KCNR, Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every other Sunday. The name of my show is Poke the Hornet's Nest.
There's no mountain I can't climb. There's no tower too high. No plane that I can't learn how to fly. What do I gotta do to get through to you to show you there ain't nothing I can't take this chainsaw through?
I'm going to concentrate on local politics mainly, but we'll talk about national politics also. You'll get the view of the common citizen here in Redding, California.
I think my dad's going crazy.
And remember, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Maybe it's a good time for a new perspective about what's been going on in our town, in our state, in our nation. I hope you tune in and hear the other side of the news.
I'm a teacher, and I support the recall. Shasta County needs a supervisor who stands for local control, personal choice, and constitutional liberties instead of mandates. District 2, if you want a representative who listens to you, vote Tim Garman for supervisor, District 2. As a school board president, he has already stood up for parents' rights to choose medical treatments. Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Well, I know that the book of Lewis is out of sight, but the singer makes a thing tonight.
Welcome back to Pre-Fi Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're on from 7 to 9, Monday through Friday, and going through, you know, we're 5,000 guests, you know.
Really?
5,000. Well, awesome. We're starting our 12th year, yeah. you know. And so did I count every one of them? No, I did this. I took an average of 2 a day. And that's probably close because a lot of times it's more than 2.
Sure.
We'll have 3, we'll have 4 or 5 people in here for the same thing. And then you add that up and it comes out to that. And, you know, so it's scary to think that. I mean, it's not everyone's different, of course. I mean, you've been on numerous times. A lot of people have been on, you know, the sheriff's on all the time, you know. So I just count the days like that. But 5,000 guests. And people ask me, well, you seem to know a lot about what's going on. Well, I know I'm kind of like the Rio Grande River. My knowledge base is a mile wide and 2 inches deep. That's about it. You start wanting me to peel the onion on some things, you know, I just tell you I don't know that. This is, you know, I know this part of it, but I don't know these parts of it. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, where I was at yesterday and had another wonderful haircut by Tim. Logan and Tim are just outstanding. The only place I've gotten my haircut in Reading, so I can say they are the best barbershop in Reading. Maybe the world. Who knows? They work by appointments only. Give them a call at 244-9478. And just remember, it's man's last stronghold. Yesterday we were watching women's golf when I was getting my hair cut.
Nice.
Yeah. I have no idea. I think it was teams from different countries that were playing. But we discuss a lot of things. You don't discuss politics in the barber chair.
Good move.
Yeah, and there's two people you don't want to upset. One of them is your waitress. Because she can do things to your food, okay? The other one is your barber, because he can leave, you know, cut his initials in the back of your head. You'll not know until you leave. And then people will say, why do you have, why does it say TC on the back of your head? It's because I pissed him off. Okay.
Oh, well, I'll go with 3.
Did I use that word? I'm sorry.
Okay. I'll go with 3, though. Okay. Because you do have to go to sleep, so your wife.
Oh, no. No. That's just a given.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, and I heard you yesterday, so you got close there yesterday with the whole cheese, moving the cheese. So.
She moved the cheese. That's what she says. Oh, did I move your cheese? Yeah, you know, what people don't understand is that Linda is an extremely humorous person. You don't see that. And maybe it's just with me, but she gets out that funny stick sometimes and beats me with it. And I am literally saying, stop, I'm afraid I'm going to have a seizure. She'll get me going, and I'll start laughing, tears coming down my face. You probably haven't seen that, Jared. But when she gets going, I mean, that's it. I've lost. You know, I sit there in a fetal position.
Laughter's a beautiful thing.
Laughter's a beautiful thing. Okay, let's go back to Baron Browning here. Baron, tell us about you.
Sure. Born and raised in Oregon. Graduated from Dayville High School in Eastern Oregon, a population 105 people. So my graduating class was 6.
Must have been a hell of a football team.
8-man football. Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
I've played that before. I've played 8-man.
Good times. And I'll say this really quickly that, I grew up in a great place and had a lot of fun. And, that's one of the reasons I ran, in Anderson back in 2013-14, for those same reasons, was I just wanted to like leave a legacy to say, you know, my daughter when she grows up can say I grew up in a great place. So I do appreciate that people step up and do those things and do them for the right reasons and that they have care and love for their community, and I think that goes on a lot here actually.
I think
more than
does.
We realize.
No, I think of Reading as one of the most giving places in the nation, and we've proven that a couple of times. People come back here. Kids come back here.
Over and over again.
Because they want to raise their kids around here.
That's right.
Yeah. That's not all you did in your life, though.
No, absolutely not. So then went off to college and then joined the United States Marine Corps and served my country and served it proudly.
You were enlisted.
Yes.
Did you have a college degree then?
No.
No, okay. You went off to college and then kind of like I did.
Yeah.
Yeah, and joined, enlisted.
Yep.
Okay, and you were in for?
6 years.
6 years. Okay. Yeah. There you go.
Served my country proudly, that's for sure.
And hoorah.
Yeah.
Okay, and after that?
So then I ended up landing a job in with a recycling company and went back to the Portland area. Moved up the ladder and then got transferred and ended up in Sacramento where I met my beautiful and lovely wife. And we ended up getting married. Yeah.
Hello, Susie.
Yeah. So backing up a little bit, yeah. I was previously married, and from that marriage, I have two kids,
mm-hmm.
Two boys. They're older, and so then I was a single father for almost 10 years.
Wow!
While we lived in Sac, and when I met Susie, she became the mom, if you will, of those two great boys, and so we so appreciate her stepping into that role, and I know
it's
that
not easy.
They love
not
her
easy.
To death. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Then in the end of 2004, we moved moved to Reading,
mm-hmm.
or Anderson, actually. My wife was born and raised in Anderson, graduated from Anderson High School and Simpson College. And so her parents live here and her family lives here. And she said, I'm moving home. I want to be near my family. So we ended up
there you go.
Trekking back here. And I continued to work mostly away from the area. So I traveled, you know, anywhere
sure.
from 280 to 300 days a year. In my career for Budweiser, and so.
Oh, you went to Budweiser.
Oh, yeah.
Part of the recycling, though.
Yes, that's on the recycling division, yeah.
Yeah. That much recycling? I mean, that much beer sold? All those? Okay, we know.
Yeah, back then, Budweiser was fully integrated, so we made the cans, we produced the sheet, we made the cans, we
uh-huh.
made the beer, of course.
Right.
And then we bought those cans back from various recyclers, and then smelted them and came back in full
came
circle.
Back and used them.
Used them all over.
So you could have a can of beer that metal's been used 50 times.
Correct. Yeah.
Okay.
But it's clean.
Yeah. Well, of course.
It gets melted down.
When
clean.
You melt it down, yeah, it's going to do
it. It burns it off.
Okay. And then, so came up here then.
Yeah. So then in 2011, 2012, Budweiser was sold to InBev. And so InBev took over and, you know, some of us didn't make that cut. At the end, they got rid of the recycling division in total, so they don't do that anymore. So then I knew a few people around the area, but I wasn't, you know, even though I lived here quite a while, I didn't know a whole lot of people. The one person that grew up next to my wife was Kim Chamberlain.
Oh.
And so she reached out, and she's like, hey, do you want to go to Rotary with me? And so that was really my first interaction with the community, and there I met Norma Komnick and a bunch of other great leaders in our city. And so
what made you decide to run for Anderson City Council?
Well, it was really Norma. Norma and I became close and became friends along the way. And, you know, I was talking about, you know, how when my wife grew up in the mills and how great Anderson was back in the day. And mm-hmm. I really thought there could be a lot more done to it. And Norma was not on the council then. She had retired a couple years earlier,
mm-hmm.
Although she ended up coming back. But she said, you should run for office. And so I pondered it for a while and ended up deciding, yeah, let's go for it. And I was really the unknown. Nobody mm-hmm. really knew me. And so by that time, I had taken over Spherion Staffing, which I still have today.
Yeah.
Run that today, along with Ardent Security.
You found us a couple people.
Yeah. So that's the great part of my business. So, and really going back to what I said earlier about my daughter, if you're going to complain, you know, then you should have and you want to have solutions and you want to make something better, then you should do something about it. And so rather than being an armchair quarterback, I jumped into the race, and I think I ended up winning by 18 votes or something. I don't know. It was a very small margin. In fact, there was a recount, I believe, that came back. And so I ended up winning my first term and really jumped in with both feet and said, hey, there's things that we got to do different. We need an economic development plan. Sure. And
so what were some of the things that were accomplished during then you were reelected?
Yeah.
So what are some of the things you accomplished down in Anderson, would you say?
Some of the great things is we formed our own EDC, Economic Development, and we brought in businesses based on that. We took on the butane industry and got rid of the butane canisters, which I would tell you that was a year-long process to do that. At that time, if everybody remembers back then, we were having explosions and – butane honey oil was a big thing.
The honey oil.
Yeah,
right.
And we had explosions here in the area, and so I decided, you know, let's see if we can't tackle this. And when you're going to tackle the gas industry, that's quite the fierce force right there. But it was a lot of fun. I learned so much about e-commerce, the nation, and how e-commerce works, and then it funnels through the state and what you can and can't do when you're trying to enforce these laws. But we end up working around all of that. And actually passed the first butane ordinance, meaning you can't sell the little canisters of high butane.
Okay.
And so that's really the industry. We did not take on the lighter business. So if you're selling just the regular butane for your lighters, which has a lot more pollutants in it.
Yeah. Well, I have that. You know, when you're smoking a good cigar.
Right.
Yeah. You want that type of lighter.
Right.
Yeah.
And so, you really got to figure out what you can and can't tackle and what's legal and what's not legal. And so we really went down that path.
I think the big thing is figuring out which battles you want to fight.
Right.
Which hill do you want to die on?
Right.
Yeah.
And I think for the public's sake and the amount of explosions, and we had a few deaths in the area, and across the nation it was going on, especially in California.
Yeah, it still happens up in the Emerald Triangle.
Yeah.
It's one of the things that was being talked about.
So that was a big one. That actual ordinance got redeveloped and redone by the state and actually ended up on the governor's desk.
Wow.
And it didn't get signed by him. He cited e-commerce as the reason he wasn't. So for me, that really took me off because, you know, life is not as important as e-commerce or money. So I beg to differ, but, you know.
Yeah. Anyway. We're here with Baron Browning, is running for supervisor, 5th District. No, Les Ball is not running again. When we come back, I want to talk about specific things for our county.
Sure.
That we're facing and how you feel about certain things.
You bet.
8:31 in the morning, and this portion of the show brought to you by, speaking of butane lighters, is Tobacco and Brew. You know, if you're looking for that perfect present for somebody that enjoys a good cigar, head on down to Tobacco and Brew at 2143 Hilltop Drive. They have a walk-in humidor that's just absolutely fabulous. Shelley has had this organization, Tobacco and Brew, for decades. The things she does to help our community, you know, you think, oh, it's tobacco products and all that. Yes, but she uses that to support a lot of the 501s, the nonprofits here that need help, including to one point of having a family whose house burnt down that she gave a birthday party for a 4-year-old that she didn't even know. A bunch of us came down with presents. We didn't know the family, but we made that a pretty stupendous birthday for a little girl who just lost everything in a fire. That's the kind of person Shelley is in Tobacco and Brew. We'll be right back after these messages.
I'm a Shasta County teacher, and I'm here to tell you why I support the recall. Leonard Modi's voting record shows that he's not a representative of the people. He refused to have a special meeting to allow healthcare workers, parents, teachers to voice their concerns regarding mandates. When community members gave public comments, he was sleeping on the job. Shasta County needs representation and local control. Vote yes on the recall of Leonard Modi. Paid for by Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come. 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
The State Cultural Education Center and SCAR, in partnership with Skokie and the Shasta Beloved Community, is having a COVID-19 vaccination clinic Thursday, December 30th from 10:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. at First Methodist Church at 1825 East Street. All COVID-19 vaccines will be available, including boosters. Children ages 5 to 17 are also welcome and must have a parent or guardian's consent and an adult with them. Enjoy free Punjabi Indian food while organizers hand out gift cards. This COVID-19 vaccine clinic is dedicated to Umoja Kwanzaa. No insurance, no appointment needed. December 30th, First Methodist Church, Reading.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is part of Operation Holiday Salute, honoring our veterans and the men and women who are currently on active duty for their courage, bravery, and sacrifice. North Valley Distributing at 530-222-1500 wants to thank the brave men and women who have taken an oath and have proudly served or are currently serving our country and the American people. North Valley Distributing, part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance is now open at 3673 Eureka Way. Physical therapists Kevin Elo and Rachel Lang have a combined 29 years of experience in helping those who've suffered orthopedic injuries, strains, and sprains. Kevin has worked with the USA Gymnastics team, NFL Combine, and professional BMX riders. He's also helped members of Cirque du Soleil get back into action. Rachel works closely with seniors and is also a group fitness instructor and adept at returning people to an active lifestyle. Both Kevin and Rachel at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance are accepting new clients. Give them a call today, 530-533-5030. If you are in need of physical therapy, talk to the experts at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance at 3673 Eureka Way. Call 530-533-5030. That's 530-533-5030 today.
Hi, I'm Krista Reed, a teacher and mama bear. I've watched as Shasta County's Board of Supervisors put our children and youth last. This recall is a chance to put our kids first. Vote yes to recall Modi. Vote for Tim Garman, a papa bear who took a stand for Happy Valley's children. We need someone who will put our kids first. That person is Tim Garman. Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. And if you were watching on the video that we have going out, you would see me dancing in here, and you would see Baron Browning closing his eyes and covering his face.
That's not true.
Anyway, hey, we're here with Baron Browning. He's on the Anderson City Council, but he's running for
Incoming mayor, actually.
Incoming mayor, okay. Yeah. And running for District 5 supervisor in June. We're having all the people on our station, and it'll be on several times so people can hear what they believe in and what they want to accomplish. Now, certain things that have come up in the last year or two, one of them is the casino. What's your thoughts on the casino being built on I-5?
Well, it's interesting because I met with them, I think it was a couple months ago, and just chatting about running for District 5 and, you know, their endorsement, by the way, which I got. But one of the things I said to them, because they asked the same question, was, hey, you know, if you would have reached out to us, I think a place that would have happened that would have been great for you is actually the old Roseburg property. Because you're off in the area, you're still I-5 accessible.
Mm-hmm.
We've redone that whole area over there, and you laugh a little bit, but it's actually true.
No,
it would have been a great spot. Yeah. There's no homes around there. You're not impeding on anybody else that lives around there. It would have been one of those great locations for everybody. You're away from the city still, but you're in the city. If that makes sense.
Do you still get city water and city power?
Yes.
It's not PG&E.
Well, the power is always PG&E in the city of Anderson.
Yeah.
But what you do get is you get sewer and water.
Right.
So that, you know, that we already have that.
So you would have liked them to move down to Anderson.
Yeah, that would have been a great location for them.
But they're not going to do that.
No, they're not.
So what's your thoughts about building it there on the I-5?
Well, I think about this about anything. If it's approved and they're outright and they're okay to do that, then they should be able to do that. So that's a personal opinion. I understand the people around them don't necessarily agree. But right now the answer is no. And so you've got to take that with it with the same they've said no. And so whether that gets changed or not, that's up to the federal government.
Yeah, it's going through the Interior, Department of Interior right now.
Right.
And Bureau of Indian Affairs.
Yes.
The Board of Supervisors wrote a letter saying they were in opposition to it. It caused some consternation, as did the city. Not that we have questions, that we are in opposition to it.
Right.
So you're not in opposition to it.
I'm open to whatever is legal.
Okay. All right. So if it's if it is approved by the Department of Interior, welcome them.
Right. But in the same regards, if they say no, then you got to respect that as well.
Oh, of course you do.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's above our pay grade. It really is above our pay grade. I have my opinions on what could have been done, but I'm not an elected official. Okay, the other things that are going on with the battles in here over the COVID, the restrictions, the Second Amendment, all of this. They wanted, you know, when the border supervisors, you know, said these are the restrictions and yet did not enforce the instructions, you know, the sheriff or the city. How would you have handled this with all these restrictions coming down from the state? Because it looks like they're going to continue if you do get elected into this right. next year.
Well, those are interesting, and I really don't decide or look at or make a decision on anything that's in front of me. That's the one great thing Norma taught me was, until you've heard everything. And so until it's in front of me, I'm not going to be swayed either way. Mm-hmm. Do I read the packet? Do I understand what staff is saying? Absolutely. But I also know that the public is going to come in and speak. And I've actually been sitting there and listened to some of the public, at least in Anderson, and gone, oh, that makes a really good point. You know, why don't we put this on hold, staff, and you go back and look at it and make sure that we're doing everything correctly here so we're not not hurting or putting back the citizens in that, you know, and I'm speaking of one particular time, but mm-hmm. that might harm them and see if we can't. So they actually went back and looked at it and brought it back, understanding that what could possibly happen to those people. And so I think that's really important that you have an open mind and that you listen to everything that's said and that you read all of your emails and text messages and anything else that form of communication that you get so you can understand the whole scope of what's going on. But let's do understand this, that I think it's been almost 2 months ago now, maybe it's a month and a half ago. We did not renew the governor's state of emergency in Anderson on a 5-0 vote. I think it's been almost a month and a half, maybe even 2 months ago.
So it's no longer a state of emergency as far as you're concerned.
In Anderson.
Correct. In Anderson.
Yeah.
So what does that mean then?
It doesn't really do anything. We don't get the same funding and monies that the county gets.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're not in the same boat as them per se, but we just looked at it as this doesn't really help us
mm-hmm.
at this point. And so we're going to end it.
Okay.
And frankly, we didn't enforce any of those things anyway. And it's something that I've said to several people who have come in my office, like, aren't you upset about this? And I go, well, I mean, first of all, that's the governor's decision that he did those things. And shouldn't we really be upset with him? Number one, if that's truly what we're upset about.
Mm-hmm.
And then more importantly is what did we do in Anderson? We didn't enforce any of those things.
Neither did we, I think, in Shasta County.
Correct.
It doesn't keep the state from coming in, though. And
it doesn't, but they haven't done it so far.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying they won't.
No.
I'm not saying that at all. They very well could. You look at other counties when COVID first came out, two in particular, that actually went against the governor's orders. In understanding what happened to them, financially, it almost bankrupt them. And so I think you got to look at it from all aspects. But again, you need to go in with an open mind into whatever decision is on the table, whatever agenda item is there. You've got to look at it thoroughly,
mm-hmm.
understand it, listen to both sides of the equation. And
yeah, that's my window on the world, buddy.
That's right. Hey, we got a friend. Anyway, so you just got to be open-minded about it and then make your decision based on what you've heard from staff, what you've heard from the public,
mm-hmm.
Both through electronic emails and people that come to there to talk about it.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. I want to talk about what you would like to see happen in Shasta County. It does take 3 votes. For looking to the future if you are elected.
Yep.
We'll be right back.
Just when I've begun to get myself together, you walked right in the door. like you've done before, and wrap my heart round your little
finger. Hi, my name is Martin Reed, and I'm one of the teachers here in Shasta County who started the school walkout in protest of mandates. I'm sick of government overreach. Tim Garman, the president of Happy Valley School Board, voted to not enforce the mandates in his school district. Now, he is running for Shasta County Supervisor, District 2, and Tim will end the mandates in Shasta County as well. Vote yes to recall Leonard Modi, and vote for Tim Garman. No more mandates. Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Don't miss This Morning with Gordon Deal, followed by the Sue McClain News Hour, Free Fire Radio, and Armstrong and Getty on KCNR.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Auto Bodies. The auto repair industry is ever-changing, just like the automobile. Collision repair on today's vehicles requires an extensive investment in diagnostic equipment and training. The ability to scan the safety and electronic control systems after a collision is imperative. Coachmaster has made these investments. We have the technology. You can be assured that after a Coachmaster repair, your vehicle will be back to pre-loss condition. Upon delivery, your vehicle will be washed, vacuumed, and disinfected.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
With the coming of the holiday season, we would like to thank all of our customers, old and new, for trusting Coachmaster to take care of all of your collision repair needs. Our team would like to wish the community Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And Santa, we don't repair sleighs, so be careful. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Tim Garman stood up against the governor's illegal mandates. He stood up for his community, his school district, and more importantly, for their children. We need strong leadership like Tim Garman to help Shasta County navigate these turbulent waters of illegal governmental overreach. Your vote matters. Vote to recall Leonard Modi and vote Tim Garman, Supervisor of District 2. Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or any candidates committee.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studio at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Hey, tomorrow, Chris Clark is going to join me, and we're going to do open line. We do have a surprise guest. What?
I think last week Trish said she would not be in.
I think she called me back and said she would.
Oh, okay.
Because, but maybe she won't. Thank you. Thank you for correcting me in front of millions of people. We'll see. I'm going to call right after this now and find out. But we have a surprise guest at 7:30, and that I've never had on before. And it's a, I think you'll like this, talking about our town. 8:48 in the morning. It's 43 degrees. It's going to be raining for the next few days, my friends, up in the mountains. It's going to be snowing. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call at 365-3793. I'm here with Baron Browning, who is the will be the mayor of Anderson starting, what, January?
January 1st.
January 1st, but he's also running for District 5 supervisor, which happens in June. If you get elected, what are some of the things you'd like to do with see happen in Shasta County? I mean, we have a public safety problem. We have a jail problem. We have homeless. What are some of the things you'd like to try to accomplish?
Well, from a public safety standpoint and a jail, I think those are actually combined issues. And I think Sheriff Johnson is working his tail off trying to figure out what the solutions are. And so until we hear back from him and say, what are our real issues? Are we underpaying them because we're not getting the recruits we have? And I'll go back to, when I first got elected in Anderson, and then we got a half-cent sales tax, and we were the lowest-paying department anywhere. And recruiting was horrible for us because we couldn't attract anybody. And that has shifted. And I hear all the time, well, you're paying them a lot of money, but don't we also have the best service? Yeah. I mean, we're one of the safest cities in Northern California, if not the safest, in my opinion. And so I think those are all things that we have to look at. And I'm not staking an opinion on whether we should or should not pay more money. What I'm saying is we need to listen to the sheriff and go, what are our issues? Does it need to be, hiring bonuses? Does it need to be a little more pay? What is this? Why are we not attracting what we need to attract? Because we're short. How many? 40?
Something
at the
like
jail.
That.
That's the number I heard floating around. I've not talked to Sheriff Johnson.
Overtime
so.
Too.
Yeah, and so we need to understand what all the issues are and why aren't we getting recruits in on the law enforcement side? Why haven't we filled those Shingletowns, Cottonwoods? Why haven't we filled those? What are our issues? We need to understand those, and what is the solution? And then go from there. So, and I know Sheriff Johnson from the days when he was Chief Johnson, and so he came up with those same, ideas and recruiting in Anderson, and look at it today. We just hired a couple more last night. Unfortunately, we retired one, or for him, he probably is thankful after 26 years of service to our great city. But I think that's something that we need to understand. What does Sheriff Johnson see as the solution, and then back him to move forward, and maybe pitch in our own ideas as well. But frankly, I think he does a great job, and I wouldn't want to take anything away from him figuring those things out. So I think that's number one.
Okay.
From the safety and from the jail side, as far as a jail goes in general, absolutely we need a new jail. I think that's been a long time coming. I heard you talking yesterday in regards to we shouldn't have given the money back the first time. Hindsight's great.
Yeah, hindsight's great.
Yeah, but you're right. We shouldn't have given the money back then that day. But again, it's easy to sit here now and say that.
Is that money still out there?
I don't know. I'd have to ask.
Well, Eric McGreeny was hired to do public safety. And it'd be interesting. I want to get Eric on to say what's happening, what are our chances of being able to build a jail? So, okay.
Well, just looking at the budget in general, I think it's very feasible for a new jail, that's for sure. But you're going to need the land from the old jail, too. So.
Oh, no, you have to keep that. I mean, or... If you're going to build a 1,000-person jail or keep the old jail, which is...
Well, you're going to have to, you have to build part of your jail and then tear that down and build the rest of the jail.
Yeah.
It's there's no way around it. You're going to have to do that. But I think that's very feasible. Plus, you have the courthouse, right? The old courthouse is now going to be ours, and so you've got that land as well. And so you got to take all of that into what it is and then, build your jail from there going forward. That's number one, or number two, I guess. In regards, but we definitely need a new jail. We need more beds. But we have to understand our hiring issues before we can even tackle the new jail or not have a new jail.
Well, this is widespread through California.
It's not just us. Right? It's not even just us in California.
Yeah, it's across the nation.
It is across the nation.
Where they used to get 100 candidates, now they're down to 12.
Right, and there's various reasons for that, whether you've got drug history or whatever you have. We have... Or a criminal background or whatever those things, whatever issues you have. And I see that in my own world, in the staffing world. So it's just a different world than it was, 30 years ago. And so you've got to understand all of that and tackle that.
Okay. What else?
We also need to understand our economic impact of what's going on in Shasta County and do very similar things that we did in Anderson in working with our own economic development plan. And moving forward within Shasta County and drawing in businesses. And
can you give some examples of that?
Sure. We go to ICSC which is basically a convention that we go to virtually, I believe we go every other year. We've been going for the last 10 years. Obviously, we didn't go for the year of COVID. But it's really understanding what the retail market is doing, whether and where that's heading. And then from that, you end up meeting with people. We landed Circle K from there. You get to talk to the hotel industry. You really put your name on the map as far as economic development goes. And really people are then seeking you out going, oh, they are a great place. So that leads into the next one, right? And the next one is really understanding our planning department and really so that we are open for business. That's one thing that we transformed in Anderson very quickly in the first few years as a council of really moving in that direction and really streamlining the planning process.
Well, I've talked to, for one thing, one of our sponsors, Shasta Gas Propane,
yes,
tried to do open up their business, expand their business in Redding. It was too hard. They went down to Anderson and didn't take them very long at all. NorCal Tractors and Rentals moving out there,
yes,
moving down to you all,
yep,
because they found it a lot easier working with Anderson. This is one thing I hear all the time is the planning and permitting is a real problem with the county. I've been hearing that, though, for 12 years.
Right.
Nobody seems to do anything about that. How would you address something like
this? Well, first of all, we need to understand the current process and what that looks like from the planning department. And I will be meeting with all the heads of all departments over the coming months to understand what their issues are and figure out if we can't come up with some solutions. But the planning department in particular, we really understood what was going on in the planning department and then figure out how we can streamline those processes. So you really walk in if you're going to do a solar, for example, on your home. That's fairly basic and simple, right? You have an engineering plan. They're bringing you a signed engineering plan. Really, that's one of those over-the-counter things. Whereas before it would be a process, we'd send it out, get it back. There's no need for that. Under the law, we can do that. So really streamlining all of those processes. If you're going to do simple things like that, then those should be really over-the-counter processes, whether that's that or putting in a septic or whatever the case may be.
It should be easy.
Yes. We need to make it simple. We need to make it simple for you. And we also need to understand that when you come in, you are now the customer. Like, I'm taking your money, right?
I'm getting paid by your taxes.
Right. Let's give you the same service back as if you're going to go to the grocery store.
You know,
so let's move on to homeless then really quick.
Okay.
So the one thing that we've done, a few things that we've
got
done.
3 minutes. If you can solve this in 3 minutes.
Well, I don't think we can solve anything.
Right.
I mean, you can't solve it all. There's a variety of, a list of issues that goes along with this. But you really got to tackle the simple ones first and understand what those are, as we did in Anderson. Number one, a camping ordinance. Is it okay to camp? You can't camp in Anderson overnight, right? That's plain and simple. Number two is that if you're going to leave and try to set up camp in our area, we're going to go after you. We're going to try to move you along. And it's not that we haven't had some success, too, because we always counsel with you on, hey, what are your issues? Can we help you? We've gotten people to the mission. We've gotten people back home to whatever state they came from. And then there's those that are the criminal element that you just have to deal with. And so you've got to tackle those things. It's not okay to panhandle in Anderson. There's signs up everywhere. You're impeding traffic, so we don't allow panhandling. And we go at it from a traffic violation standpoint versus you can't stand on a street corner with a sign. You're really impeding traffic. Once you stop traffic to collect that money, you now violated the code. And so you've just got to look at the law and go work around the law and work to the law in your benefit.
Yeah, use
the law to your
benefit.
Yeah, that's correct. And so those are some of those great things we've done. But we got to have, first of all, we've got to understand how many code enforcement we have within Shasta County, which I believe we have one at this point. We might have two by now. But we got to really understand that and then really go after these things and tackle them. But you still need a 5-0 vote. I mean, at least three, right?
Need a three-person vote
right
on this.
And it's not to be cruel to anybody because there's great places. But the mission's not full, right?
It's
I just
never
talked
full.
To Jonathan the
it's,
other day.
It's never full.
It's not full. Right?
Yeah.
We're doing all of these things and creating more spaces for other people. Now, we understand, and I did talk to Jonathan with the little new huts they're going to build, that some people, and I understand this, being a veteran and knowing veterans, that some people, the dog is their friend, right?
Yeah.
That's what keeps them even, if you will. And so they can't have their dog inside the mission, and so this gives them a place to go with their animal and still be away from others. And some people just don't like people. right? So they like being, they like that, having that alone time. But I know from my own struggles with dealing with a veteran in Anderson that was sleeping on the side of a house, and working with Nation's Finest and some other organizations.
A great organization right here in town.
That's right. Amazing organization. I sit on their board. So, one of those things where you go to them and you say, hey, this guy's a veteran, he's sleeping in the home, and yet he's not, you know, he didn't take it. In fact, Rotary, Anderson Rotary paid for a hotel for him for 2 weeks and he still wouldn't go get an apartment.
Well, but, and when you get people like that they, mental illness is a big problem. We got to run. We've run out of time, but you'll be back on several times as well.
Thanks everybody, for having me.
Well, everybody, I think having every candidate on so people can listen to what they say, that this is what I want to do if I'm on the Board of Supervisors. I throw the questions out there and people can call in and ask questions, or they can ask me on the, on the chat room here. One says the two jail buildings does not seem like a best solution.